There is understandable excitement about this presidential election in Kenya, the home country of Senator Barack Obama's father. Today, the headline of an editorial in the Nairobi-based newspaper The Nation proclaims, Kenya, Why Africa Exults at Obama's Victory, and a tune by reggae singer Koko T is now a hit there.
Feet. Changes where all the people them need them a shout out Barack Obama Barack Obama Barack Obama oy, oy. Them say Barack Obama.
Today's edition of the Courier Mail in Brisbane, Australia shows a full page picture of a smiling Barack Obama. In small letters it says Obama victory rekindles Martin Luther King's great dream, and in very big letters, a new dawn. The New Zealand Herald banners a quote from Obama's speech Tuesday night, America, this is our moment. The English edition of Israel's Haaretz has a serious-looking photo. Obama to AIPAC, the headline reads, committed to defending Israel from any threat. The Gulf News from Dubai headlines, Obama, Israel's true friend, and below that, comment that Jerusalem must remain undivided sparks outrage in Palestine. How much do people around the world know about John McCain and Barack Obama? How do they see this election? If you're from another country or live overseas, what are people saying about the election? The phone number, 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation. And we start in New York. Well, yes, New York, where columnist Gary Young joins us. He writes about politics for The Guardian newspaper in Britain. And nice to have you on the program today.
Hi, Neil. Thanks for having me.
And how closely are people in Britain following this election?
Very closely, actually, very closely. Not least because there's a very serious, you know, repercussion and ramifications. Whatever happens in America, Britain has had its troops in Iraq. Britain has its troops in Afghanistan. Whoever's running America, to some extent, is going to have a huge impact on Britain. And that's true of the rest of the world. But also, in this election, you've had a couple of rock stars. You've had Clinton, who has been known in Britain, you know, for quite some time, at least since 92. And then you have the new rock star, Barack Obama, who, after 8 years, and this is one thing you have to remember about this particular election, is that it comes after 8 years of Bush, and there were very intense feelings in Britain and in Europe in general about Bush.
And not anyone, positive ones, for the most part.
For the most part, not positive. And so, for many people, I think, in Britain, Obama looks like the anti-Bush. He is eloquent and interested in speaking to the rest of the world, has connections with the rest of the world. And so there is excitement about Obama, frankly, from some quarters, you know, conservative columnists who've fallen in love with him, who would never embrace anybody even vaguely like him had they come from Britain.
What about Senator John McCain's argument that, well, he's got the experience and Senator Obama's just the new kid on the block?
Well, I think the truth is that when in Britain, when we look at the experience of the last 8 years, we'd rather have someone without that experience, frankly. And so at this point, partly because the Republican campaign was over so quickly, and partly because, while McCain is highly competent and has a very compelling story and all the rest of it, he's not a rock star, that McCain hasn't really featured in the way that Clinton and Obama has featured. He will now, but up until this point, he has really been a bit player in the general story of American electoral politics for this year.
Gary Young, stay with us if you would. We're going to talk more about how the U.S. presidential campaign plays overseas and why it matters so much in other parts of the world. Stay with us if you'd like to join us, 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. I'm Neil Conan. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Today, America's presidential campaign and how the rest of the world views this election. If you're from another country or live overseas, 800-989-8255, email talk@npr.org. And you can also check it out with what other listeners have to say on our blog at npr.org/blog of the nation. With us is Gary Young, a columnist for The Guardian newspaper in Britain. And Gary, is there any issue beyond Iraq and Afghanistan? Well, there's free trade. There's the environment. There's a whole raft of issues. Are those the issues other than personality that Britons will be looking at?
Israel is a big one. And that will be true for most of the rest of the world. There is a general view, I think, in most of the rest of the world that nothing really is going to be organized or settled in the Gulf region or the Middle East until accommodation is made in Israel-Palestine. So that would be one issue that people would be looking at. And actually, for the most part, they'll find very little difference, I think, between McCain and Obama. And they will be looking for more difference, but they won't get it.
Mm. Gary Young, thanks very much for being with us. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Let's see if we get a caller on the line. And this is Mo. Mo's with us from Tucson, Arizona.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm from Pakistan. I'm a political science student here in the United States. Well, Pakistani people see the American presidential election as the president of Pakistan's election. Basically, president of Pakistan is seen as just, you know, a dummy who's been ruled by other countries, and it plays a major role, and it's a nuclear state. So there's so much excitement out there, you know, who they want to pick and who they want them to be the president of their country. And in fact, I mean, it is an American president, but in our, you know, what they see in reality is their president. So I see a lot of people talking about it and excitement out there and people. And since President Bush is a support for unpopular president of Pakistan, Pervez Musharraf, you know, it's going to affect a Republican party. I mean, it's not going to affect the American election itself, but how people in Pakistan will see that.
Mm, so they see, obviously, through their own lens of the current president's support for Pervez Musharraf through the years and the war on terror that's being waged in no small part in Pakistan.
That's true. And that's how people will see the Democratic Party as being, you know, one of the parties that might bring some change in Pakistan and the way Pakistani economy is going and the way Pakistan is dealing with those suicide bombings that was never there before since the war on terror started and all that. But I would like to just comment on one real quick on one of the speakers on your show was speaking about a small number of people. They're going to go from Clinton to McCain. It's not actually a small number. I think it's going to be a huge number of people who are going to be switching from Democratic Party to Republican this time because it was not a tradition primary. It was something unique. It was first time in the United States.
All right, Mo, thanks very much for the call. Appreciate it.
Thanks for taking my call.
Let's go now to Russia, where Masha Lipman joins us. She's a political analyst at the Moscow Center of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. And Masha, nice to have you back on the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And we checked a number of Russian media sites to see what they were writing about the election here. Stories, though, were hard to come by. Of course, you just recently had a presidential election there, too. We did find two stories on the English-language online version of Pravda, a pro-government news site. Well, it seems to me most news sites there are pro-government these days. But anyway, our one headline read, "Goodbye, Hillary Clinton." The other, "We have a winner. It's officially Obama versus McCain." How much coverage is the American presidential election getting in Russia?
There is no shortage of coverage. However, this coverage is mostly reduced to facts, such as who won what primary on what day and what the vote count is. But there is hardly any analysis or opinions or a serious discussion of the implications. Print media mostly put together reports based on foreign coverage, citing borrowed comments that appear in American or European press. One reason of such limited coverage may be that the exciting campaign with its unexpected turns and new figures offers an undesired frame of comparison with the recent Russian campaign, which had fully preordained results and in which the political process was tightly controlled and even overmanaged.
I wonder, Senator McCain he's said that he wants to kick Russia out of the G8, but he's also said that he wants to negotiate deep reductions in nuclear weapons, something the Russian government has expressed some interest in there. Is John McCain known by Russians?
All of them are known. I mean, all the three, now two people are known, and people know the names. It is assumed that the U.S. administration is critical of Russia, and the next administration will be critical also. And in this sense, McCain fits this image, since he has indeed said repeatedly during the campaign, as well as before it, that Russia should be expelled from the G8. And now recently, in his Denver speech, of course, he talked about working in partnership with Russia to strengthen protection against weapons of mass destruction. I think this knowledge is something that circulates among experts, and to them it certainly looks like a contradiction, and the two statements, to expel Russia, to regard Russia as a partner, should be somehow reconciled.
It was interesting to hear the caller from Pakistan say just a moment ago that in many ways Pakistanis see the American president as in some ways their president. I suspect that's not a sentiment that many Russians would share.
Certainly not, no. I think the campaign does raise some interest, and people are interested to see Obama, an African-American, running. But, again, the implications are not clear, and certainly the story of how important this is for America, what an important social progress this is for a country with, of course, a long history of racism, these implications are not something that is being discussed. The general tone of the coverage of the U.S., I mean, in general, not just the campaign, is mostly negative or neutral at best. And, of course, this story you have to cover in a positive fashion, or not to cover it at all, or cover it in a limited way. In a way, I think people in state-controlled media, mostly I'm talking about national television channels, would prefer Hillary to have been nominated, because in this sense they would be able to say that in America a dynasty rules and the American democracy is flawed.
Masha Lipman, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Pleasure.
Masha Lipman, a political analyst at the Moscow Center for the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, with us on the phone from her home in Moscow. And let's get another caller in. This is Ethan. Ethan with us from Miami.
Hi, Neil. Thanks
Hi.
For taking my call. I
sure.
appreciate it.
Go ahead, please.
Hey, what I wanted to say is actually I'm living in Miami, and originally I'm from East Africa, and I do follow the news back home through local websites that I can have access to while I'm here. And what's been covered a lot about the Obama case especially is people are really excited that, especially people back in Africa, that at least somebody who has some kind of an African roots at least is getting the nomination and have a shot to be the president of the United States, specifically in Kenya, which is where I'm from. But what's not been discussed, or at least when it's discussed that we don't know anything about, is how either Obama or McCain will change American foreign policy towards Africa. And that's what's lacking. Even if you look into the Obama people or the McCain people, nothing is really being discussed when it comes to what will they plan to do about Africa. Especially the Bush started the AIDS program and all of the other programs that the government has been involved and all of that. But none of them is actually talking about what they will do and what they plan to do. So I was wondering, actually, if you guys could comment on that. What would Obama foreign policy towards Africa be, and how might that differ John McCain's policy towards Africa?
Well, starting Monday, we're going to take up Issues Monday and talk about the campaigns and how they differ on issues like foreign policy in Africa. So we'll raise it with them.
That would be great.
Okay, Ethan, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you, Neil. Appreciate it.
Let's go now to Beirut, where Rami Khoury joins us. He's editor-at-large for the Daily Star newspaper and director of the Faras Institute, a public policy think tank at the American University at Beirut. He's also a frequent guest on this program. And Rami, nice to have you back.
Thank you. I'm glad to be with you.
And there's lots of interest in the race in the Middle East. What are people talking about there in Beirut?
Well, what's interesting and different today than previous American presidential elections is that there are so many different kinds of American engagements throughout the Middle East that you no longer have the traditional situation where most people in the Arab world were not really paying much attention because they didn't really expect anything to change with a new American president. People have given up expecting the American president to change anything in the Arab-Israeli conflict, which historically was the major issue that people looked at. Today, though, you have Iraq, you have Iran, you have Syria, you have Darfur, you've got terrorism, weapons proliferation, and Lebanon, Palestine, Israel. So there's so many conflicts, and the sentiments are different. For instance, you have many people in Lebanon who look to the American president to help Lebanon preserve its independence and to keep the Syrians away and to keep the Iranians away. So you get people in Lebanon who are, you know, really keen to have the Americans help them achieve their goals in Lebanon, where you have other people in other places who want the Americans just to stay away. So there's a much more varied perception of the American role in the Middle East.
And how does that play out in terms of, again, different groups are going to feel different ways, but interest in or support of various candidates?
Well, interest in, yes, because everybody's so aware how much influence American policy has in the region, especially when you have 150,000 American troops who've just knocked off two regimes in this region and have supported others actively in their internal political struggles. For instance, the Palestinian government of Mahmoud Abbas, the Lebanese government of Fouad Sinjar, the U.S. actively, explicitly, overtly supported them militarily, politically, economically, ideologically, made these leaders in the Arab world part of what the Americans saw as a ideological struggle against Iranian and Syrian-supported Islamist regimes. So the American involvement in this region through military presence in the region, through regime change, sanctions, supporting internal ideological battles, the U.S. is a major player now in the Middle East. It's no longer a foreign player. It is a major player, an indigenous player, through its military presence and through its deep engagement. And most people in the region are critical of this, but some people support it.
We're talking with Rami Khoury of the Daily Star in Beirut. We're talking about how different people from around the world see the American election. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. But what I was asking, Rami, is Lebanese who want the U.S. to be a counterweight to Syria, would they tend to be more interested in Senator McCain or in Senator Obama?
Probably in McCain, because they would see McCain as supporting the General Bush approach to confrontational, tough guy, macho politics, never taking the military threat off the table, never taking your hand off the trigger. Obama does offer a slightly different approach in dealing with countries like Iran, for instance, and he says explicitly that you need to talk to these people who you may consider to be your enemies or a threat, because it's with the enemies that you actually have to negotiate a peace, or at least a ceasefire that's fair to both sides. So there is a significant difference there, and I think a lot of people are concerned, especially in Lebanon, and also some of the Arab regimes, the conservative regimes, are concerned that Obama may go too far in trying to negotiate with the Syrians and the Iranians. But I think most people find that actually that's a sensible thing to do. And as we looked at Northern Ireland and South Africa, it was engagement that brought about a political resolution to what had been a terrible conflict with terrorism and all kinds of problems. And political engagement proved to be successful and the right thing to do.
Rami Khoury, thanks as always for your time. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Rami Khoury, editor-at-large for the Daily Star newspaper in Beirut and also director of the Faris Institute at the American University of Beirut, a public policy think tank, and he joined us on the line from Beirut. Let's see if we can get another caller on the line. Let's get Rue. Rue's with us from Philadelphia.
Hi.
Hi, Rue.
Hi. I'm from Sri Lanka originally, and I am a foreign correspondent writing for the papers. They are covering some of these issues for Sri Lanka. And the big news there is the support for Barack Obama, but it's not so much about him and his personality, et cetera, than it is about the people supporting him. And I think there's a real sense that the world is going to hear from a different kind of American, because so much of his campaign has been owned by the normal, ordinary people who are supporting him, who really come out in droves. And given what Barack Obama stands for, which is, you know, which is global, more global vision, people feel that that's going to be something that the rest of the world is going to hear from, too, but directly from the American people.
So is he well known there other than, I guess, excerpts from his speeches in the past couple of weeks?
Well, his candidacy is very well known there. I mean, as in many countries, what's going on in America is certainly covered in some detail, given how much it impacts the rest of the world. So, there's been a lot of people following and the news being covered in terms of the election and back, even going back to New Hampshire and the
snows of Iowa. Yes, indeed. Ruth,
even past Iowa into Hillary Clinton winning New Hampshire and then ongoing the things that went on with Reverend Wright, all of that stuff has been covered in Sri Lanka anyway, and to some detail. But there's a lot of enthusiasm for what people feel is a different kind of American that they're hearing from, not just Barack Obama, but his supporters, who people feel are more supportive of a globalized vision of America.
Ruth, thanks very much for the call. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. This email from Thomas in Augusta, Maine. I just went on a week's vacation to Cape Breton, the island at the furthest end of Nova Scotia. The first night I was there, I went to a Celtic fiddle circle at a bar in a small fishing town, North Sydney. The main topic of barroom talk wasn't the excellent draft beer, but Barack Obama. These Canadians, Nova Scotians, and Cape Bretoners seem ecstatic at the possibilities a president like Barack Obama could hold for the world. And this we have from Bob in Tucson, Arizona. I just returned from Sweden, where I lived, and Denmark, where I worked for the last 3 months. Almost unanimously, all persons I spoke with were aware of political developments in the U.S. and enthused about Barack Obama's candidacy. The big question all had, can Obama be elected in America? The implication was that racism here is too profound, but that if Obama is elected, America will be held in high esteem, replacing the opprobrium that began with the election of Ronald Reagan and which has not abated yet, which has only been exacerbated by George W. Bush's attitudes and actions. In other words, if Obama is elected, at least in Scandinavia, this would be very big and very positive. Well, some of the reactions from a few people from around the world to the American election here between Barack Obama and John McCain. Ira Flatow will be here tomorrow with Science Friday. I'm Neil Conan, and this is NPR News in Washington.